Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. We're back together.
Thursday morning.
Whoa, you really need to adjust that one. Good morning.
Did I blast?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not you. It's just, for some reason, it's always blasting on that side. I don't know who turns this thing up. Who's in here on Wednesday nights? There should be nobody in here Wednesday nights. Almost 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 19th of July. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. The purveyors of the finest tobacco products in Reading. With just a tremendous walk-in humidor, super customer service. They have it all. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's 74 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 109, cooling off to a balmy 75 overnight. On Friday, mostly sunny and hot, high near 103, low of 73. Saturday, 102 with a low of 74. And on Sunday, right down to get a jacket, 101. Sunday night, 73. And then, oh, darn it, Monday, back up to 105. Overnight low, 73. And then next week, up into the 106, 107 range again. We're just not getting any better. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know what? Let's just start the show off with Nick before we get to Sarah Murphy from the District Attorney's Office. Nick.
Oh, hey, thank you so much. I sure appreciate it. I've got to go to work.
Well, hey, I'm not going to keep a working man from work.
Absolutely. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, Jerry Brown is dependent on me. Listen, I was listening to your show yesterday. I had to go on archives because I work. And I disagree with your push and your favoritism towards moving the casino.
Okay, why?
Well, because I believe that it's going to bring a lot of crime, a lot of transient, a lot of drug activity over to this side of town. I think it's corralled over where it's at just fine right now. That being said, I believe that there's going to be a lot more impaired drivers on I-5 bringing it over here.
Uh-huh.
You go ahead and laugh if you want to, Carl, but, you know, it is just like our politicians. They don't listen to their constituents. And there is a large a percentage of the population here in Reading and Shasta County that are against moving this casino. And they have a movement going right now, Speak Up Shasta. And I think it would be only fair for you to invite Speak Up Shasta onto your program.
I have, and they came back to me, and then that's the last thing I heard of it. I'd love to have them on.
Okay, well, I talked to them last night. I went to a meeting last night, and
they're always invited. You know that. Everybody has a spot here on the show.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I felt like I didn't.
Well, that's only when you call people fritzy blondes to their face.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and move on.
Let's move on from that one, huh?
I'd like to argue with you about that, but it seems like I get hung up on. But listen, here, another thing now. You guys need to listen to the public about this casino move. That being said, you're going to have the DA on?
Yeah, well, she's not here, but Sarah Murphy, one of the assistant DAs, is here.
Okay, now, I'm going to vote for this half-cent sales tax. Make no mistake about that.
Okay.
But I don't agree with some of the ways some of the money's going to be spent, and I believe there's a large percentage of the people that feel the same way. I'm not for spending my money to rehab these people.
Okay.
When you start having a judge telling them they've got to go dry out, rehab fails 90-95% of the time. So
okay.
You're going to dry them out. You're going to spend that money teaching them a trade, and they're just going to get out and go get drunk again or get drugged up again and use their money to do that or use our money, waste our money, and be right back where they're at.
Well, you know what? I agree on a lot of that, Nick. I think, though, for this, from the way I understood the way this thing's going to be written, it's going to have nothing to do with helping people. That money's not going to go into rehabbing people. It's going to go be putting people in jail and keep, you know, and from the jail. From the jail, then, if they can get them off the street and they want to be rehabbed, then they go into existing programs. That new money, that new tax money is not going to be used for rehab. It's going to be used for housing them, for more deputies, and it's just strictly for public safety. It's not going to go into the rehab center.
Yeah, I can see the judge now. Well, you're either going to get 10 years or you can go into this program for a year and when you come out, you're going to be a model citizen.
But it's not. But that money, the tax money for that tax raise, does not go for that program.
Well, I hope not. I hope it goes to build a bigger jail and warehouse.
Well, that's the idea. The whole idea behind this is so that we can put another 200, 300 people off the streets. That's the way I think that they want to do this. This is the way that Pasenko is talking about it, but they haven't written it yet. And this is where citizens, as concerned citizens, we have to be there to make sure that it's written in such a way that that money isn't used and then taken. You know, they use that and then they substitute other money, you know, like they'll pull the money out of the general budget because they're getting this. I mean, all of that has to be watched. I agree, though.
Yes, okay, great,
public safety,
Carl.
Buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and
of course.
I'm going to contact Speak Up Shasta. They'll get a hold of you, and I want to see him on your show.
I'd love to have him on, because you remember we did the Churn Creek thing before. I had both sides on here battling it out about that, about the shopping mall.
You know, I had to just laugh. This casino is going to be the safest place in Reading. Give me a break. You know, the casino is the dumping spot for stolen cars in Reading.
Well, I don't know about that. Is that
I
true?
Do.
That's true. That's what they tell you. If you lose a car, they have to
pay. Is this an urban myth, like $100,000?
No. It's a fact. I had a friend whose vehicle was stolen, and they told him, be sure and check the parking lots at the casinos and Walmart.
Okay, buddy.
Have a great day. Thanks, bye.
Hey, you know what? Are you outside today?
Yes.
You be careful out there. It's going to be hot.
Don't worry. I'm packing.
Packing water. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Hey, our guest today is Sarah Murphy, who is taking...
We got a report from our news person, Sue McLean, that there's apparently some kind of law enforcement activity taking place right now. Guns out at Gold and Shasta Street, several vehicles in the area, Gold Street blocked. So if you're heading that's probably a good place to stay away from, Gold Street, near Placer.
Right.
We don't have any heavy details here. Sue called in, said there's a lot of LEO activity in that area, and there were some shotguns out and things, so we're not sure what's going on. Apparently somebody in custody. As we get more details, we will pass them along, but if you are driving in that area, probably best to find a different route.
Gold in what?
Gold at Shasta.
Okay.
Below the Gold Street Market, liquor store.
Yeah. There are some residences down that stretch, too. So just take a little precaution and avoid the area.
Okie doke. All right. Well, that just leads us almost to the first commercial. Sarah lucked out. Sarah's first time on the radio, and it starts off with Nick talking about, in which I thought was a good thing. You know, there are other points of view on that.
I think no question about it.
And we'll discuss it, because you and I have from 8 to 9 to discuss things.
Okay.
But Sarah here is assistant DA.
Senior Deputy District Attorney.
Senior Deputy District Attorney. And this is your first time on the radio.
It is.
So we will do everything we possibly can
to have you have a great experience.
Have you have a great experience. But there's a lot of questions, and I see you've already got a lot of things you want to talk about today, so we'll do that. But we have to take a quick break first. You're traveling a lot, Trish. Are you missing your sleep?
That's the greatest thing when you first come home is you get into your own bed and that sleep number is set exactly where you're comfortable and you get a really good night's rest.
Well, you know what? This is where the newest product, the Sleep Number 360, the bed that adjusts to you as you move through the night, it adjusts to. It is a great bed to sleep on. If you have a little problem, you're uncomfortable, you know, like maybe, you know, pulled some muscles while you're working out, pregnant, any of those kind of things that it could, you know, it adjusts to you as you move around, because everybody knows when you're going to have a baby, it can be uncomfortable at night.
Yeah, true on live radio.
That's right. So many, and then again, on which side of the mattress is firmest? You know, like my sleep number setting is 60, and Linda's sleep number setting is 40.
Mine's 55.
So you're kind of like right in the middle there, but yeah. But we're all
visual.
We're there.
Separate,
no, we're separate houses. But you know what it is? It gives you a chance to adjust that to the way you want it. And right now they've got a sale going on at Sleep Number. Come in and save $200 to $600 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and see the latest smart beds and even more comfortably priced from $999. All this is at the Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. Hey, we'll be right back with Sarah Murphy. Yeah, from the district attorney office. It's 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 74 degrees, going up to 109 today. Be careful out there.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone, from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WindRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. We're discussing where the incident took place. It's on Gold Street. It's probably around, I'm sorry, it's on Gold and Court Street. So for people that are asking where it was so they can avoid the area, Gold and Court Street, which is right down the street from where I live. So I'll give Linda a call and tell her to put an extra round in the magazine. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's like your own little cruise ship. This is not assisted living. This is for active people, and they do a lot of things over there. Gourmet chef, a kind of cruise director. They have it all. Give them a call, 238-5981. River Commons Senior Living. Super place. We're here with Sarah Murphy, who is the chief deputy.
Okay. Senior deputy.
Senior deputy. See, I don't know the differences between a chief deputy and a senior deputy. Is there even a chief deputy?
There is a chief deputy, Ben Hanna.
Okay, that's Ben Hanna.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the
assistant?
He's the assistant.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And then you're the senior, though.
So I'm below him.
But above Lucky Jesrani.
Same level as Lucky.
Really?
Lucky's a senior, too.
Yes.
Oh, he is, huh? How'd you like to have a lawyer with the name of Lucky? Would you just? It's almost like that one about Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Sarah. The you just heard what was said about the sales tax.
Yeah.
Or the proposed sales tax. They're going for it. It's going to be a half cent. What do you think about that? Is that going to be something that's going to be beneficial?
I think it's beneficial for a portion of law enforcement in Shasta County. Unfortunately, my understanding after the Board of Supervisors meeting was that they restricted it really to the sheriff. And the sheriff's bed spaces at the jail are really important. Their staffing levels of deputies are extremely important. The number of detectives they have is low and is necessary. But the other part of that equation is that the district attorney's office is law enforcement in the county, and the system breaks down if district attorneys aren't staffed at high enough levels to be able to prosecute individuals.
It's a system.
But it's also then you have to get into the courtrooms.
Well, you
because if you don't, you've had cases that you all have had them all scheduled, and there's no courtroom for it.
Absolutely, for trials.
Or there's no public defender available, or the probation department's not on side. All of these things. You can't just go out and arrest people and lock them up. You've got to be a system to process court.
You can do that.
Well, you
yes, you can. You can arrest them and lock them up. And the thing about why our system is broken today.
They can't just get there because that's going to be full
pretty
quick
if
you don't process
it. But what
it.
You could have is, why not have something that you're going to have a facility that you can hold these guys for 30 days? Then you kick them loose. Let them see their lawyer. Kick them loose after that 30 days. Give them a chance during that 30 days to dry out and see if we can get them into a program. If you can't, kick them out. But at least you've taken them off the street.
So statutorily and constitutionally, they have due process rights that require them to be processed within a certain period of time. So when a person is arrested, there's a 48-hour window.
That's hours, not days.
Right. It's a 48-hour window, which the district attorney's office has to make a decision as to whether we file. Oh. And there are individuals who get arrested who... You know, we review the case and we decide there's enough to go forward filing, and we file those cases in custody, and then a judge makes a determination whether they should stay in custody or not. There are other individuals who we review a case and either don't think there's enough to file or need further follow-up on, and if we can't make that filing decision to actually file within 48 hours, then they're released from the jail, and it's provided by the law that they have that. So we would have to... Hold them for 30 days would require a drastic change in the law, which is difficult to do.
Okay, Sarah, I got it. Rights, you know, rights of criminals versus rights of the individuals. Okay, wait. Before we get any further.
The system that we're stuck with.
I know. Hey, you know what? You know, there's a lot of tongue-in-cheek here. Sarah, how did you get into law? We're going right back into personal here because, I mean, my sister, you know, is a lawyer, been a lawyer, you know, 40 years. Still a lawyer. And so I know how she got into it and why she got into it, but I always like to ask people, how'd you get into this?
I grew up in Shasta County. My background is in forestry and natural resources. I always wanted to go into working for water rights, working for ranching, working for the mm-hmm. timber industry. That's what I wanted to do. When I graduated law school, I needed a job temporarily, and I had interned on and off at the district attorney's office during law school. And during the approximately 6 months while you were 4 to 6 months while you wait for your bar exam results. I came and worked as extra help at the district attorney's office as a certified law clerk, so I was able to handle calendars and do trials and file cases, and I fell in love with it. It's a fascinating job. It's new every single day. There is not one day that is the same.
So how long have you been there?
Roughly 9 years as an attorney, and then I worked there before doing clerk work and interning there.
Okay, and so you've never done anything but be the district attorney, work for the district attorney, huh?
Yeah, yes.
Now, I don't even know if you can answer this, but don't you get a kind of a sense of joy about putting bad people away?
I do.
Is that the wrong word?
I think it's a hard...
joy is a funny word for that.
Joy is not the right word.
Satisfaction.
Okay, that's the word I'm looking for. Was there satisfaction knowing you're taking some bad people off the streets?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what the word I was looking for. Thank you very much, Trey. I mean, and do you get...
Did you say that?
Oh, okay, I can't hear. Is it frustrating now since AB 109 and 4757?
It can be really frustrating. Before I was put into my current assignment, I was prosecuting sexual assault crimes for approximately four years. And fortunately, the legislature has just increased the punishment on those individuals over the last decade or so. And so I was prosecuting individuals who could still be sentenced to state prison. It has become very frustrating, though, looking at some of these serial offenders who are committing burglaries, who are breaking into individuals' homes, who are breaking into people's cars, and they just accumulate case after case, and then they sit in our county jail because we are only able to sentence them to either probation or our county jail rather than sending them out of our community to state prison.
Are people that have stole 10 cars, are they going to go to jail?
They're going to go to jail, and if they don't have any prison-eligible offenses, the sentencing options for them are probation or being housed at our county jail, which would be considered our local prison, essentially.
For how long? How long? If they've stolen 10 cars, how long, if we had the space to keep them, could we keep them in our local jail?
We have people in there
now.
Our local
prison.
We have people in there now that have been sentenced for like 8 years.
Yeah, it's a range, so approximately it would be a minimum of 3 years, and then up to, if they committed 10 separate offenses, roughly 8 to 10 years, somewhere in that range.
That's if, but then you've got to take a look at our prison population right now. That you have, we've got probably like 30 in there for homicide that are in the jail, haven't been to trial yet. You've got another same number of sexual assault and rape, and then you go on down the list. I saw the list the other day when the jail guys came in, and the list shows where everybody does there. And I got a feeling that if you've stolen cars, if you've stolen one or two cars, you're going to walk.
You're going to walk
in the sense that you're not going to spend time in jail.
Yeah, the jail has a really difficult, and I'm glad I don't have to do this job of making a decision as to who stays and who doesn't. I mean, they are trying their hardest to keep those high-risk offenders who are committing violent acts in our community against our citizens. And unfortunately, that means at times people who are committing burglaries, even residential burglaries, are being released when the jail housing requirements are full and they're capped federally by the amount of people that they can keep.
Okay. We're here with Sarah Murphy, who is the... senior deputy district attorney.
Yes.
As opposed to, is there a junior deputy attorney?
No,
is there a junior district attorney?
They're just deputies.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. I'm here with Trish Clark and Bob Belongi. Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business 25 years. Voted best in the North State. If you're having any type of problems with your cooling systems, did you know that the air conditioner in my truck, the Freon, must have oozed out?
Ugh.
Because I can feel a breath of cold air. You know, it's never cold, but I can feel a breath of
air moving.
Air moving. from it. And so I'm going to go through it and I'm going to add Freon. And if it's not that, I'm heading to a repair shop as quick as my little truck will get there.
Yeah, bad
but
time.
If
for
you're
that
having
happen.
A problem, a one-inch heating and air, we blew a compressor and it was 110 and it was a dinner party. We blew it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Here comes Alliance Heating and Air, and because it was parts that they didn't have, you have to order them in. They brought in a portable air conditioner for us for the party, and this is just the kind of things they do. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. How could you go anywhere else after that? Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, we'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and Sarah Murphy.
Love shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, Trish Girl.
Not Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, somebody called in. Ruth called in and said she's got three Sleep Number beds. Yeah. Two in Reno and one here. See, they're making that transition over there, I think. They keep coming back and forth, but, you know. Hey, we're here with Sarah Murphy, who is the senior deputy district attorney here, right here in Shasta County. One of the things she brought up, and she's got a whole list of stuff here, but during for that tax, if we put all the money into the more sheriff deputies, putting people in jail, expanding the jail and all this, without any money going to the district attorney, then it's still going to be a block because we have to turn people loose after 48 hours unless you're pressing charges. If you don't have enough people there coming in, and right now we've got one district attorney deputy there that's being paid for by Wind River. They've had a good year. So they're going to pay. They're paying for a district attorney for lifestyle type of crimes. But if we don't have district attorneys, and, you know, then corresponding.
Just the whole process. The whole thing to keep them in jail. As you indicated, they've got to go out in 48 hours. And if you don't have somebody assigned to the case, the quicker we can move them through and get them sentenced, the less staff it takes to do all the other stuff. But you've got to get them through that bottleneck. What do they say, Carl, that there are how many people out there that are repeat offenders? If we could take that 200 people or whatever that number is that are, you guys are looking at on a daily basis, you're on a first-name basis with them throughout the system.
Yeah, 300 of them have done something like 2,300 crimes.
Well, it seems to me if you could just clean up that bunch and get them locked up, you'd make a big step forward in a lot of the crime rates around here.
Agreed. I mean, we have a high recidivism rate, especially when you have individuals who are committing theft crimes. It's a really high recidivism rate. They're continuing to commit those crimes over and over again. Many of them are doing this, they say, because they are trading what they have stolen for drugs. They're trading it for money. And so we have this just perpetual cycle of individuals, if we can't dry them out, get them into a program, get them into a jail system, housing, where they're staying there, they're drying out, it's a repeat problem.
Well, that's the whole thing is that's what jail gives you. It gives you a hammer to get people into programs. Nobody disagrees with this. It just seems like we can't get it together with all these different programs we have to kind of work together there. But the first thing you have to do is take them off the street. Anyway, okay, you have a whole list of things there. It looks like you are ready to talk for 3 hours. Or is this like, were you just like your summary for the day there?
I try to take notes. I like to be prepared.
So okay. What do you do on a daily basis? What's your daily basis start like?
So I supervise a unit called the Family Violence Unit that District Attorney Stephanie Bridget started when she was appointed into her position back last year. And our unit prosecutes sort of some of the serious, I would say, most serious cases that we have in our office. They prosecute all of the cases at a felony level of child abuse, sexual abuse of both adults and children, domestic violence cases. They also prosecute elder abuse cases, stalking cases, and then those individuals who fail to register as a sex offender. So I supervise a team of four prosecutors dedicated solely to those crimes. I prosecute cases within that unit as well, and then I also prosecute cases in our serious offender unit, which is really our murders, homicides, cases involving guns, certain high-level robberies, kidnappings, things like that.
Are we getting more violent here in Shasta County?
I don't know that we're getting more violent, but our law enforcement does a great job of investigating cases. They do a great job of bringing those cases to us, showing them to us, giving them to us.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. It's because they're doing a good job and they catch them. But first of all, there has to be a violent action. I know that the DA told us that last year there were more shootings from civilians, you know, shooting people than that she can remember ever happening, and being found, you know, that they were, you know, that it was a righteous shooting there, that they had to shoot, you know, to defend themselves.
Right.
You've been doing this for 9 years, so you don't think that we're more violent then? I mean, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. This is just from what you've seen. Because I kind of think it seems like, and maybe it's just we go up and down. You know, like 1 year we had like those four guys get killed out there in Ingot, and then it seems like it calms down, and then now we're back up shooting.
I think that's exactly what it is. We seem to ebb and flow in Shasta County. So we increase, it feels like, certain types of crimes. We have a lot of pending homicide cases right now in our office. And last year felt like a heavy year with a lot of people who were murdered. And then it'll drop off some. We'll have a little bit of a lull, and then it'll increase again. So I think it really ebbs and flows, and it's done that the entire time I've been in the office.
You do the family violence.
Yes.
One of the things that I've talked about with One Safe Place is we actually have a place that people can go to, and it's really a well-run place. I think with that we have more reports of family violence because people actually can be rescued. And then it kind of maybe raises our amount of domestic violence. Because they do report it. Am I off base here?
I think that we have some excellent reporting in Shasta County, but I also know that Shasta County has, I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this before, but our ACEs scores here, so our adverse childhood experience scores, where we are looking at, has someone as a child experienced certain types of trauma, certain types of mental abuse, drug abuse within the home, substance abuse, our numbers are higher than the state average, cross state average,
mm-hmm.
which those lead then to situations in which individuals find themselves as adults in domestic violence relationships, in relationships where their children are being physically and sexually abused. So we have higher numbers here, and it correlates, and it appears to correlate significantly to what our children are experiencing in this community, and that is a higher number of adverse childhood experiences.
And I think that flows right into the fact that we've always had a higher than state average of unemployment rate, graduation from high school. All those things flow in. Unemployment is one of the biggest contributors right. to family violence.
But our unemployment here in
Chester, not now. It's true.
It'll be interesting to see what these scores are over the next couple of years, because we have talked about the ACEs and we've had people coming in here. Since the economy is doing a lot better and more people are working, I disagree with you about our graduation rate has always been good. It's where they go after that that's been a problem. Go back and look that up. But you're right, they're offering free community college over here.
Shasta College, a lot more education opportunities are happening here.
And Shasta County is growing down here in Redding. Look at Anderson. However, you're right. It seems like our domestic violence rate here. But the ACEs scores, we've talked about this on several occasions, how that has a direct impact.
Well, and I think, too, one of the things the district attorney's office is really involved in is trying to work on the prevention side. One of the only ways we can successfully tackle the issues related to child abuse, sexual abuse, and domestic violence is looking at prevention. And so one of the projects that we have taken an active seat in is the development of a children's advocacy center here in Shasta County. And that project has been a team of people from the Redding Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, the District Attorney's Office, our Crime Victim Assistance Center, the Health and Human Services Child Welfare Children's Services segment, Shasta Community Health Center have all come around the table approximately 2 years ago. And we started looking at what were some of the problems we were having here. We have this shelter and the One Safe Place, which is a wonderful place for individuals who are adults to go into the system and get the help that they need. But we didn't have anything in our community that was child-centered. We don't have anything specifically child-focused. And there is a model out there, started 30-plus years ago in Huntsville, Alabama, that's called a Children's Advocacy Center. It's a one-stop place for a child who has been or is suspected of being the victim of a abusive crime to come and be interviewed by a team of people. And then once they are interviewed by that team of people, then transitioned into therapy services to help start that healing process. And
does that include taking them away from their family?
It depends. That's something that's decided on by law enforcement and children's services. Sometimes that's the most appropriate remedy. Mm-hmm. Other times it's not. And being able to support those families is key, because sometimes we have really protective parents who don't know what to do. And when they're given the resources and the help, they are able to put the healing process of their child and their family together.
So this doesn't necessarily mean it's a family being abused in their nuclear family. It could be they're a victim of something else.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
But most of it comes from their parents.
Most of it comes from individuals that the child knows.
Right.
So not always only
we're
their...
We're not talking about just sexual. We're talking about physical abuse, too.
Physical right. abuse, emotional abuse,
mm-hmm.
Stalking behavior online.
Okay, so you're talking about that whole the whole enchilada here. You're talking about kids that may be being attacked 24 hours
issues,
a day.
Issues
by,
at school.
By, yeah, from well. School. Okay, I was thinking more of, you know, the family itself, but you're talking about protecting kids in that whole circle then. If they're being bullied at school, if it's online, it's any of these things. And so if the parents reach out then, hey, we need help here, they'd have a place to go to.
They'd have a place to go. And our office does a lot of prevention work. We are in the schools talking to kids about cyber safety. We're in the schools talking to kids about the dangers of being on the internet and not knowing who you're talking to, friending people who you don't really know, who isn't really your friend, and how important it is to have that conversation. Because if you don't have that conversation, how do they know?
I need to have that conversation with Linda. She's got 2,832 friends. It's a little bit different, though. She's not really, I don't think she's being stalked. But she does get friend requests from a 4-star general. I swear to God. Have you gotten him to?
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of military-based kind of orientated
this guy's
requests.
He's got like a 4-star general. I looked him up. He's fake. But
well, yeah.
He comes on as a 4-star general. And it's like.
There's a whole.
You can't do that.
Yes, they can.
anyway, but the thing is that we're not trying to make light of it, which even though we are. That kids, especially kids, this strikes a little closer because my son's a U.S. Marshal and chased a guy across three states after he came in from New Jersey to New Mexico and picked up the girl, the 13-year-old. And Vince chased him across three states and caught him in Arkansas. Yeah, oh, yeah. But these are the kind of things that, but I don't know if her parents never even knew.
Right.
So I think part of the education process is not just the kids. Is the parents out there.
Absolutely. And some of what we present on and some of the local schools have brought us in to talk specifically to parents. What should parents be worried about? What should they be concerned about? How do you have that conversation? Because it can be difficult to have a conversation with a kid who knows so much more about technology than you do.
Yeah.
And how do you have that free exchange of information so they feel trusted and they're going to tell you what they're doing, what they see.
But so often also the parents really want to be the friend instead of the parent. And we've got to get back to the point where the parent says, I do have a right to look at your Facebook page. I'm the parent.
Of course you do. Of course you have a right.
Absolutely.
One of our friends said, goes in, check their kids' phones at night.
But
and kids are asleep. Just goes in and checks them. And she told all her girlfriends, and she didn't find, you know, just nothing. These two kids are pretty good kids. She said, you need to go in there and just check. Oh, my child tells me everything, all blah, blah, blah. And then the parents went in and did that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I've got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in town where Linda and Trish hang out when they have extra time.
Yeah, absolutely. A girl can't have too many guns or too many diamonds.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and myself and Bad Bob. And we're with Sarah Murphy, who is the
Senior Deputy
District Attorney. I was going to turn that around somehow. And, you know, it doesn't make any starting to wonder if maybe I'm dyslexic as I've gotten older.
In your thought process.
I've gotten older. Anyway, we've been talking about the tax. If we raise taxes and we put a new, or put a larger jail there and we pay our deputies more, which need to be paid more. But if we don't take a look at the whole system, that it's still going to break down. It'll still be slow because we don't have enough district attorneys to run it. Right now, we're actually having one of the district attorneys paid for by a donation from Wind River.
And we'll take all of those we can get.
Yeah, we'll take all those donations we can get. We're going to have a bake sale, in fact. I understand there's going to be a bake sale. And so it's going to be used to hire another district attorney if we have to have it every year.
We would love that. We would love that.
Anyway, we're here with Sarah Murphy. And Sarah, The whole point behind this is you work in the serious case division there, where you're in also the sexual assault in those. What would you tell parents about their kids? You know that to keep them safer out there. I mean, you see everything, and we've talked a little bit about it on the break about cybersecurity and keeping them safe. And you talked about an app that looks like a calculator on the phone. It even works like a calculator, but then you punch in a certain code. It's not a calculator. It's a place to hide files, and you find weird stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think the key for parents is talking to your kids, having that communication, having those conversations, and recognizing it's not typically your kids who are doing anything wrong. It's other individuals around them who are doing things that they shouldn't be doing, or sending them photographs they shouldn't be sending them, or asking them to do things that they shouldn't do. And then the flip side of that, too, is that you know, having that conversation with kids so that they understand long-term consequences. When I was a kid, I certainly didn't think about more than the end of the day. I didn't think about what happens when I go to high school or college or if I wanted to go into the military. And so having that conversation with them so that they understand that there are dangers out there and that we're not trying to stop them from living their life and enjoying their life, but we want to make sure that they're not hurt along the way. I mean, that's the job of a parent. You want to raise that kid.
That the decisions they make along the way have consequences and they stick with you.
Absolutely.
So you choose to do something really stupid today, you may have to live with that. I mean, you go ahead and make that choice, but you may have to live with that the rest of your life.
There'll be a trail there, and even if it's not legally, there could be a trail there for the rest of your life.
Oh, that really funny picture that you take and send to somebody, once you do it, it's there forever. And come back and haunt you in really bad ways.
Sarah, the district attorney's office is, how many people are in the district attorney's office?
Total, so we have investigators, we have victim advocates, attorneys, and then clerical staff. I believe it's approximately 85 to 90.
85 to 90, mm-hmm. And you're handling how many cases a year?
Well, we're filing approximately 8,000 to 9,000. We are reviewing somewhere around, I think the number is approximately 13,000 to 14,000.
And you file on 8,000 to 9,000. How many of these get to court?
Well, as long as the person shows up, all of them, or they're picked up on a warrant, all of them eventually get to court.
That are filed.
That are filed.
Okay, so those are filed. How many of these are pled out?
Oh, a high percentage, well over 95.
Well over 95%.
Yeah. That's how the system fails and doesn't function if we aren't reaching plea bargains in cases. We just physically don't have enough courtrooms, judges, district attorneys, public defenders. There's just not enough of them.
Jury pools. You name it. You're not going to get there.
We have problems getting juries still.
We can. We have in the past. I haven't heard of any, but we did have some last year where we had, you know, a failure rate that was really high of jurors just not showing up despite being subpoenaed, summoned by the court to be there.
You know, I've been...
People think if you don't go to jail for doing the crime, you're not going to go to jail for not showing up for jury duty.
You're going to put me in jail because I didn't come up for jury duty. What, this guy over there? Hey, I've been called to jury duty. I've never even gotten into the courthouse because my number is... do they have like 46 pools or something like that? Mm-hmm. I've been up into the 20s. That's the closest I've ever been.
Wow.
And then this last one, they said, well, we're going to look again in September. And I went, okay, I hope you give me a warning. You know, they said, on September this, and I thought, well, are you going to send me another piece of paper that says in September? Because things changed. That was like 3 months ago. So it's not that I would mind. It's just luck of the draw.
Yeah, I think it's luck of the draw. I'm not entirely certain how the courthouse sends out the summons or how many pools. I know that sometimes the pools have just a few number of people in them, and then others have a much larger number. And so they're looking at the total number of jurors they need for the total number of jury trials that go out. So the Friday before, we are in a trial readiness situation, and the judge assigns out at that point how many cases will have a courtroom the next week for trial. And so then they start to calculate how many jurors they're going to need for the following week.
But the pool is not chosen from if you're a registered voter. I have people say to me that I don't register to vote because I don't want to get called for jury duty. That's not how they get you. It's your driver's license.
It's a lame excuse.
Right.
Anyway.
That's a lame excuse. Yeah, that's right, Bob.
But I've had people say that to me, and I go, hey, that's not where they're getting you. They're getting you on driver's license.
Bob went to my
number was like 38 or something like that.
And they
still
got you.
Well, I went in. And the lady came out and said, okay, these people get called up. Everybody else, you've served your thing. Go. That was it.
Well, shucks.
Of course, it's after being on a hook for 4 days.
It would be my luck, though. Oh, yeah, I get the one. You know, Sarah's prosecuting. This is going to be a six-monther. Except Sarah would now, I'd have to be dumped, right?
Well, it depends. Depends on how close our relationship has formed in the last hour when we're talking.
Well,
you know what? And that, I was going to say, because that's not true. I served on a jury when I was when I was a sitting member of the Board of Supervisors, and I knew everybody in the room except the defendant.
Right.
I mean, I knew the judge, I knew the prosecuting attorney, I knew the public defender. I knew the person from the sheriff's department that had been hit in the drunk driving accident.
The other thing, you know,
that I could prove terribly impartial.
The whole Shasta County District Attorney Office had to recuse themselves over a case here not too long ago. I don't want to mention what the case was or anything like that, but because everybody knew him.
Right.
And so, and we're personal friends. A lot of them were personal friends. So the whole area recused themselves. So it happens.
It does happen. And when you're looking at a jury pool, we're looking just to find an impartial set of people who can listen to the facts and make a decision. And, you know, many people can do that even with relationships they have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Sarah Murphy, thank you so much for showing up with us today.
I told you it would be painless. Thank you.
It was, you know, relatively painless, you know. So, from District Attorney's Office, thank you very much for being here. Hey, when we come back from the news, you know what? I believe Trish and I are just going to discuss what's going on in the world. I am all fired up about a couple of things.
There's a lot to talk about.
KCNR Shasta Reading News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
News this hour from townhall.com. Thomas Thomason. President Trump accusing the news media of trying to provoke a major conflict with Russia.
In a series of tweets, the president unloads on the press, saying the media is going crazy. Mr. Trump claims that news organizations and reporters want to see a conflict between the United States and Russia, a confrontation, he says, that could lead to war. The president also writes that the media are pushing so recklessly hard and hate the fact that he and Russia's Vladimir Putin will probably have a good relationship. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Intelligence Committee Republicans rejecting a Democrat attempt to subpoena the interpreter the president used during his closed-door meeting with Putin.
Democrat Adam Schiff arguing there were commitments made during the meeting that affect national security.
Mr. Swalwell and I move that the interpreter that was present for the private two-hour meeting between the president and Vladimir Putin be subpoenaed to appear in closed session before our committee.
That triggered a motion to table.
Mr. Chairman, there are 11 ayes and 6 noes.
The vote along party lines to not consider the subpoena.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Nobody hurt in this morning's Manhattan steam pipe explosion, but a wide variety of businesses along Broadway and Fifth Avenue from 19th to 23rd Streets were closed. The blast also affecting larger buildings with commercial office space. A small explosion this morning in a vehicle shop at a Pennsylvania Army depot injured 4 workers, 3 of them hospitalized with burns. This happened at the Letterkenny Army Depot, about 55 miles southwest of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Comcast dropping its $66 billion bid for 21st Century Fox's entertainment business. That clears the way for Disney to seal the deal with its $71 billion offer. The Dow is down 92 points. The S&P is off 9. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Syrian rebels have reportedly agreed to hand over control of a southwest province to government forces.
A number of sources suggest that a deal has been done for rebels to surrender the small region of Quneitra, which lies next to the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. One source that's close to the Syrian government says that 2 army brigades will move back into the area for the first time since 2011. This is another success for President Assad, again thanks to the help of Russia and Iran. Rebels will again be able to go north if they don't want to come under government control. But jihadists, including IS and the former al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria, are not part of the agreement. The government is now likely to attack areas they still hold.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Israel's parliament approving legislation that defines the country as a nation-state of the Jewish people. Critics complain it sidelines minorities. Prime Minister Netanyahu says it's an historic moment in the history of Israel. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Fed chief does not like tariffs.
I want to be careful to walk on this path because it may not be so easy to get off it.
In his testimony to the House Financial Services Committee, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says tariffs could cause problems with inflation as well as economic growth.
A more protectionist economy is an economy that's less competitive. It's less productive.
He also notes that farmers are already being hurt.
The agricultural patch is clearly very seriously affected, but it's just beginning.
In his testimony, Powell says businesses around the country have also been voicing their concerns about the tariffs. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Authorities say a malnourished 15-year-old Oklahoma boy who survived by eating sticks, leaves, and grass has been found living in a barn. Four members of his family have been arrested for child neglect. The teen, said to have weighed just 80 pounds, is now in the hospital. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and Trish is here. Good morning, Trish.
I just love Thursday mornings. It's so good to be here.
We'd like to have you here. You know what? It's the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great customer service. Everything there is absolutely fine. And the weather, though, is not that fine.
No, it is not. It's heated up already to 81 degrees in downtown Reading. I think we're looking for sunny and hot with a high near 109 today. Just a little bit of breeze, mostly clear tonight, a low around 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 103, cooling off to 73 at night. On Saturday, 102, a little more bearable, and on Sunday, 101. Low 70s both evenings. On Monday, darn it, back up to 105. And on Tuesday, 106, both evening temperatures, 73. And on Wednesday, 106. It's just
wow.
Not getting any better anytime soon, so stay cool. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. Hey, let's go to the phones here. We have somebody who's got something stuck in his craw. And you know what, everybody? This hour, 8 to 9, is going to be open line. So if this is the time you got something stuck in your craw, give us a call.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. Well, I got a whole hour. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, folks, have you heard about this newest Maxine Waters, who is it? The Oath Keepers protesting outside of Maxine Waters' office in Los Angeles?
No, I haven't heard the latest.
Okay, I just heard this, and this is what got is just making me say, what in the world? Well, we all know who Maxine Waters is,
yes.
Of course. Well, apparently the Oath Keepers are going to protest outside of her office in Los Angeles. And some of the things she's saying about the Oath Keepers is completely ridiculous. And I'll just read you a couple of excerpts here. Maxine Waters warned her supporters of potential armed protests against her after an extremist group called for ongoing demonstrations outside her office. Okay.
Extremist group.
She described the Oath Keepers as an anti-government militia.
That's, wow.
Yeah. what the heck? Well, anyways, she warned her supporters against being baited into counter-demonstrations or confrontations with the organization, which she said has a track record of violent and provocative behavior.
Yeah.
Now, aren't the Oath Keepers the one that got attacked by the Antifa people?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Oath Keepers are, a lot of them are former military or military, and retired police and all that.
Right.
And they have a right to protest.
Okay, and I'm going to skip down two paragraphs here, and this is a quote from her. The Oath Keepers would like nothing more than to inflame racial tensions and create an explosive conflict in our community.
This like what she's been doing, Evan.
What's that?
Like what she's been doing, Evan.
Exactly. That's what really got stuck in my craw. And she went on to say the group is known to protest in military-style clothing while carrying various assault weapons.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, yeah, that's what I said. I didn't exactly say that, but I can't say it on the air.
Well, Maxine has reached her shelf life, I think.
Yeah.
So, the whole thing is, and we're going to discuss this, Jimmy, so this is kind of a good lead-in to what we're going to talk about where's our country? What's happened to our country here? And, you know, the calls for treason and hanging, you know, treason against...
Get rid of ICE.
You know, get rid of ICE, treason against Trump because you didn't like what he said. So he's a treasonous individual who should be then executed because that's the solution. Anyway, thanks a lot, Jimmy. We've got other people lined up here. Thanks.
Okay,
thanks, buddy.
Remember the guy who looked you straight in the eye and said all Republicans should be hanged?
He sat right here and looked at me and he said all Republicans should be hanged. And I looked at him and I said, well, Linda voted Republican. You think she should be hung? I put to death. He said put to death, you know, for treason. And he goes, he looks at me because the next question would have been, how about me? And he looks at us. He realized at that point that, his platitudes he was saying. He goes, well, no, it should be just the politicians. I went, okay, well, I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, we could have mass lynchings around here. All right. Hey, let's go to Bruce. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. I have a proposition for Carl.
Uh-oh.
I know you don't have anything to do, so I'd like you to check into seeing if Wind River would donate that property they got now for a jail, because they've got the facilities there for cooking. They've got it for, a hotel situation, and they could donate that to the county, and that'd be a good thing for the county and for them, for their publicity.
I think Bruce, that's not a bad idea. I do know, though, that they would have to totally rehab that.
They'd have to tear it down and start over.
They'd probably have to tear it down. Because of the rules of way these jails have to be built. You know, they do have the facility, it's an area there, but the whole place would have to be rebuilt. So I think it would be easier, frankly, is to get the money to pay off the bond to take over the juvie facility, then you could put...
It's a much better location.
It's a better location. You've got it all set up, but we'd have to pay for that too. That's why you can't just do it. We have to come up with like $15 million. But that's a good idea. I know that they are planning to do something with that. That's going to be for the community. I don't feel like I can talk about it because they're still in the process of trying to figure out what it is. But thanks, Bruce. That's a good idea. At least we're moving forward here. Yeah.
Okay.
Just to refer back one time to your discussion yesterday, because there really is, I'm going to be interested to listen to the arguments from the other side of that whole casino thing.
They are invited on. I'm
hoping that they're not going to just cop the not in my backyard thing that we get from the Churn Creek Bottom all the time.
Yeah,
that isn't a good argument, because I believe there really are some good arguments as to why that isn't as good a location as everybody would say, although the freeway access is the key.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. So they'd be interested. I have some different thoughts about what a great player Wind River has been in our community.
Really?
Well, it had a tremendous impact on the South County. When Wind River came in with their casino and what have you, at that time there was there was over $80,000 a year being generated in the South County in bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And for all nonprofits, it went right directly back into the community, $80,000 a year. The first 10 years that Wind River was in operation, they put all of those bingos out of commission. There are none of them active now, so that $80,000 a year went away. That went right back into the community. And the first 10 years they were in operation, the total amount that they donated to that same section in Shasta County was less than $20,000.
How about now?
I haven't followed it now.
It's pretty good now.
But I'm just saying.
Pretty good now.
So it changes, but it evolves.
It does that,
and the idea that they are...
Can't live in the past.
Yeah, well, I
can't hold grudges forever.
I'm not holding a grudge. I'm simply stating there's another side to that picture
that's why we want to have the other side.
How much money and what a great player and what an impact that facility has had on law enforcement and Shasta County and drugs and... There's a bunch there.
Well, Okay, and that's why I'm willing to listen. Of course I'm willing to listen.
Yeah.
Everybody has a spot. We've had Move On here before. I had all the Move On ready on here. Remember that? There was three of them.
And now I'm on the same site as MoveOn.org.
No. I said all aspects.
I hear. No, I hear what you say.
Every person in our community has got a thought. And you know what? We've had close to 4,000 guests, and we're going to be here a long time. We can have. It's like this. This is open mic. This is open line Thursday. And Bruce has come up with something. Jimmy's come up with something. If you have something that, and if this is one of them, is the Wind River. If Wind River is something you want to talk about and discuss one way or the other, please feel free. How about Costco? Let's talk about that. If you want to talk about, how about Costco, Wind River, and that other place, the big shopping store.
I will say that Wind River has really come around in the last few years as far as that impact on the drug population and that. With the medical facilities they've been involved in that.
Yeah,
they
start talking about that.
So, there's no question that they have really, in the last 10 years, have really picked up and done things in the community just to try to do something about some of the problems that they brought when they opened up that big facility.
And by the way, there's no transients on their property.
They can move them off.
There
are a lot of stolen cars down there, though.
Well, you know what? But it's hard. It's a parking lot. I mean, drops it off, and walks away.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah,
okay. Absolutely. But I would say that brought Walmart and, you know, any place that's got a parking lot. But you're right. But see, then from there, maybe they've stolen the cars, their own little Uber, to get to the casino to go in there and gamble. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not true.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, let's take a quick break. Home helpers, if you need assistance in your home for a loved one or yourself 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, give Home Helpers and Sharon Clark a hand. Call. She's going to be over there. She'll come to your house. She'll do a complimentary in-home consultation, see what you need, see how they can help. Or give her a call at 226-8350 to set that up, or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back.
Tried ordering flowers from a 1-800 company, only to be disappointed by what shows up? Why not try us? We are Liberty Florist at 810 Lake Boulevard. We are Master Florist certified, delivered to all the Reading and surrounding areas, and our top priorities are customer service and the quality in our products. If you'd like $50 worth of flowers, that's what you'll get. No service fees, no middleman. So call us, Liberty Florist, at 768-1544. Check us out at libertyfloristreading.com or stop by at 810 Lake Boulevard.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Save the date, August 1st. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462.
head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back. I'm ready. I'm waiting. You know, when we go video, you better hope there are no lip readers on the viewing audience.
Oh, that's right, because we will still be live.
We'll be live, but they won't be able to hear us. So it's going to be like the
coaches. We'll be live during the break.
It's going to be like the coaches.
No.
The cameras will be on, maybe with an advertisement below it.
You're going to see I'm going to put someone up in front of my face as we talk, like the coaches do in the NFL.
Oh, you know, that's like going to be wild.
I just hold up a piece of paper while I'm looking at you talking, and it goes back and forth, and you roll up the paper, and Trish hits me.
You have to work in Major League Baseball signs, you know, like the coaches.
Got it.
Yeah.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Fire
Construction. Well, that was my way of letting you know that the off-show conversation sometimes gets a bit heated.
Heated in here, that's right. I've gotten bitten before during the...
But not by me.
Not by Trish. Ted Leidy started a firearm instruction company, Northern Firearms Instruction, 10 years ago. He's now the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. He teaches in 42 counties. 42. I was saying 30 for a long time, and I just hadn't checked. It's up to 40. 42 counties in California. So Northern Firearms Instruction, whether it's CCW or much more. Find out more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay, let's start. You know what? Here we are. You know, Trish says, well, we have a lot of things to talk about. I said, we got people calling in. I said, this is a talk radio show. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. How are you this morning?
Oh, we're fired up. Good morning, Henry. What's going on, Henry?
Well, I've got some rants, but I don't know where to start. There's so many of them.
Well, I hear you. I'm right there with you.
I'm sorry, but because the other people are calling.
Let's start with the Mueller investigation.
Okay.
It's going on for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting tired, very tired, and I'm sure some of the general public, at least two or three of them are. Let's either get it done or bring it out in the open and tell them what they've got. That's number one.
Okay.
Yeah, I concur.
I got that one. Yeah.
This is going on too long. Secondly, Everybody's ragging Trump. Trump is the only president that I have ever seen in my lifetime, and that's been a long one, that has made promises during his campaign and tried to or has kept them. Now, that should account for something. He's done more for the working people, the businesses, and the economy than any president I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The next thing that I want to rant about is Congress trying to subpoena the interpreter. If he or she, whatever it is, doesn't have sovereign immunity, they should have.
Well, first of all, the idiots there, they're idiots. They're just idiots. And what? This is where they've gone. I've got to say this. Now, I'm sorry. I know this is your dime here, Henry, but let me just say this.
They want to call
in somebody with a top secret clearance whose whole job is to figure out, you know, is to, one, translate what's going on, but also she's keeping track of what's going on. And if you don't think that those conversations weren't taped or something like that, you know, they were. People, they're going back, they're parsing over the things that Putin said. But to call in that and say, oh, And then to hear what this woman said today, saying is that it's treasonous, that he doesn't, that Trump doesn't have, and this is right here in town, doesn't have the security clearances. We don't know what happened in there, and he doesn't have the security clearance. What? Trump's got the security clearance. he's not a security clearance. He's got the security clearance. So when I hear things like this, Henry, this is how far the hatred in this frenzy, this frothing at the mouth. It's almost like they have rabies.
Well, and nobody got, I mean, they're upset because he didn't say what they wanted him to, but they're not upset that we had a president who thought he was off mic and said, oh, you know what, we'll worry about this. After I get reelected, I'll have a whole lot more flexibility.
Yeah.
And he was talking to Putin.
Let's go back to Henry.
Another rant of mine.
Okay.
Is he got up before Putin and said that he had some discord with the intelligence people. Now, I can't speak for the CIA or the other ones, but the FBI has caught lying before Congress. They've caught covering up things. They've caught
leaking prejudice
before and during the election.
Yeah, leaking documents.
And I would not trust the FBI any further than I can throw them, and I hope there's some FBI people listening out there because they're kind of tarnished at this point.
Well, you know, it's the higher leadership. I'm not, you know, your
FBI people.
Agents.
Yeah.
And you know, they're enraged by all this, and a lot of them are.
And a lot of them are willing to testify.
They're willing to
testify,
but you know, this whole thing at those higher levels, I'm just amazed. Like, here's the thing: is
they
drop an indictment on 12 Russians 2 days, 3 days before he gets ready to go speak to Putin. Now,
as soon as he leaves the Capitol.
Yeah. Why would they do that? Why wouldn't they just wait till he gets back and then do that? I mean, why would they do that?
Extremely
time. They're trying everything they can to get rid of Trump. That's Republicans,
and
too.
That's frothing. They're frothing.
And you've got some people in the Republican Party that I honestly believe are liberals at heart.
Well, it's maybe,
my question, I think, is this. Are Democrats and those Republicans, are they born stupid or do they become that way after they get elected?
Okay, well, that's a good question because I think you're probably right about that. Or, you know what? They become less about helping America and doing what's right for America than doing what's right for them personally.
Out trying to get reelected by whatever means they can.
Yeah.
And they're in a position now that they're going to do everything they possibly can.
They've set up a good system back there, Henry. They like it.
Yeah, they don't like to change.
To Trump.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Henry, we got to run. We got other people.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, though.
Thank you.
Hey, we got four rants in there. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning. I have a story that will warm your heart.
Oh, we need a.
Uh-oh.
It's
109
out.
It's 109, Coach Bob.
Just telling me, please warm their heart.
Hey, Coach Bob, it's 109. My heart's pretty warm.
Yeah, well, I'm working outside, and so I don't want to hear it. So.
Okay. You got it.
Anyway, this morning I was having coffee in a downtown restaurant, and a server friend of mine told me a story of what happened yesterday. You're going to love this.
Okay.
The server was talking to another customer about having read the San Francisco Chronicle and a couple other papers about how miserable the streets of San Francisco were with all the human waste in more ways than one,
yeah,
that are ruining the city. And there was a lone lady, sitting at a table nearby, listening intently to this conversation. And when that lady got up, she walked to the cashier to pay her bill, and the cashier said she had literally had tears running down her cheeks, and she said the following. She said, I can't believe that server would run down my city the way they just did. And I'm thinking, there you go. There's the whole problem. And I know some of those folks that live down there that would react exactly that way.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I don't know.
You can't say anything to that.
That was his door on his car.
Well, you know, the thing about it, too, though, is, Coach Bob, is, you know, they continually do things. You know, illegals can now vote on school boards, you know, for school elections.
Well, yeah.
And then, you know, and then they've got apps that tell you which streets not to go down because of the human feces. There's so much of it on
enabling the bad behavior.
And then, you know, and I, you know what, and here's the, okay, you know what, I can understand if somebody lived their whole lives in San Francisco, because I remember going back in there in the 60s and early 70s. I mean, it was a friendly city. It was vibrant. It had all these things. I mean, you just enjoyed being in there.
It was the city.
And she has probably come up through this, and then this changes in her city, and then she hears people speaking the truth, what other people think of your city. And it probably does. It probably just, you know, it goes, I can't believe they're talking about my city like that. Well, open your eyes, ma'am, and take a look at your city. And maybe you'll move to Reading.
Do something about your city rather than sit and bawl because somebody pointed out something obvious.
Yeah, and please don't move to Reading and then want to turn it into the same thing, because that's part of the problem we have here.
Bingo.
Bingo. Okay, thanks
a lot,
Coach.
That's all I got.
Bob.
I wanted to warm your hearts. Well,
it did. It warmed my heart.
Thank you, Coach.
It did. It just put a little barnacle on my soul. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break. North State Security. Speaking of security, you know what? You know, North State Security is out there at Costco. Good luck. I mean, guys out there ready to go for it. North State Security, another good place that they're at. You know, I don't understand why you would use another security service than North State. I know the owners of North State Security. I know the people. I know their chiefs, their captains and lieutenants. I know who these people are. I know how they care about this. I know how they train their people. I know that the city has used North State Security or is using North State Security for help along the trails, the power stations. They're there for you. And they've got programs they can have a trained officer at your home or your business in 10 minutes or less. Give them a call, 243-0295. Remember, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, it is 8:30 here on the 19th of July. It's 83 degrees, going up to 109 today. Weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
This is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio at KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, July the 19th, 83 degrees right now, going up to 109. Oh, yesterday, 111 at least.
In my house, what? I think, I'm sure. It's just awful.
Well, you know what? The air conditioner comes on. I turn it off like at 9 at night in one half of the house. The other half, because we got two air conditioning systems, because God knows why we have two air conditioning systems, but we do. And we just close the door back in the bedroom, you know, at 9 o'clock, and then we turn, you know, make the air conditioners on then. So that one runs, and we set it for 75, 76, something like that.
Yeah.
It still runs. It still runs to probably midnight before it turns off because it's just so hot out there. Hey, by the way, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. And you know what? Today is the day I'm going down for the haircut because I've got this whole day set for all these things I have to do in the office. And I've got, by the way, if anybody would like to have probably 100 at least magazines that concern shooting and guns and hunting, I have them already tied up in my truck. And if you want it, call the business line at 605-4565. Otherwise, they're going into a shredder or a trash, or I'm going to call the Boy Scouts. But if you'd like to have these, feel free to call. Just come down and pick them up.
Nice pile of dead trees back
and
there.
And then I've got books. I have all types of books. I'm cleaning out my library. They're all good books, but I'm thinking about going down to the library and donating them because I know they sell them, and they're all good shape.
Mm.
But I've been carrying them around for 2 weeks trying to go, oh, I don't want to do that. Yeah, Wyatt, it's time. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Now, going back, some of the things that irritate us. This thing with treason and Donald Trump. They use the word treason just like they use the word Nazis.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
These people are, you know what, I hear this thing, and I can't understand. I want to have, you know, these people that rallied against Trump yesterday here in town. I have the lady's name.
I avoid those areas.
I want to have her on. I truly want to sit there and talk with her and have a dialogue about why is this treason that the President of the United States goes out and has a meeting with Putin, and he doesn't say, you know, what you want. And he comes back and said, you know what, I should have said wouldn't instead of would. All right, you know what, okay, the fact is that he has said over and over again he does trust the intelligence apparatus. I don't think that when you get people like Brennan that was in charge of the CIA, I didn't think he was trustworthy back then.
Why would I listen to him now?
Just
to follow just a bit on that, the people who are talking about the treasonous acts that this president is doing, They need to look up what treason is.
They don't.
We had a previous president who did commit treasonous acts, and this guy is he has all the clearance he needs to do anything. He's the president of the United States, duly elected, even though they don't want to accept that.
Yeah, and they do not want to accept it because they can't, because it means they're wrong. It means they're wrong about everything that they said up to.
Their plan fell apart, and they want to put it back together.
If you want to have a day of, or about 5 minutes of just watching people fall apart on TV, go to, they've got it all on YouTube. They have all the different stations, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, but especially, you know, CNN and MSNBC, when it was obvious
that he
was
going to win,
was winning, to watch. And, and this one guy goes, America is crying tonight. No, you're crying.
You know, actually, and, President Trump has that in a reelection campaign that he's running.
You know what?
That,
and he should.
It's beautiful.
We've run to this point. And because of that, we've gotten to this point where we just say things. And the, you know, the Democrats, and even the Democrats, some of the Democrats are saying, you know what, this thing about electing socialist and this thing about this constant attack, this frothing, rabid attacks we're doing is not going to win. We have to come up with a plan. What are we going to do for America? We haven't said that.
You know, just as things in California have gone off the rails when Jerry Brown is the adult in the room, you know that things have gone off the rails in the national discourse when NPR is the rational voice in the room. Article that appeared yesterday in NPR. The Yale Law School's Eugene Fidel notes that the crime of treason was so abused in England that it is the only crime defined in the Constitution very, very narrowly. The Founding Fathers deliberately made it hard to prove.
Well, but even then, it's the pejorative term of treason. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. And Carl, you are the man. You have half the project that I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
All right. I want you to send your gun magazines. They're bundled.
Oh, yeah.
Cut them in round circle.
Okay.
And you will send them to Governor Brown and say, here are my 30-round magazines.
Very good.
Oh, that is good.
All right. You are the man. You
if
you
we
have
had a call
them,
of the day, that would be it.
They're practically done. And
it is.
You have to post that. It will be wonderful.
Where did we get that?
We do all need a good laugh at this time. So I'm glad I could mention that.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to it. And you two have a great day and enjoy the heat.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Gary.
That was great.
Is that cute?
That was good.
You could just knock the edges off.
30-round magazine.
And I send them in a box. And it goes, what's this? These are my 30-round. This is my 30-round magazines. I gave you both of them.
Both barrels.
I've got two 30-round magazines right here.
And we're turning them in.
So that was good.
Perfect.
I like that.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Needed that.
Okay, now here's another
one. As long as we're
talking about things that are humorous here, there's one of our listeners is going, he wants to put a number tag in the ear of the criminals we release. And then they can be mapped by college students, you know, like you do wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Things.
Okay.
So you put a little something around so they can be, you could have kids, you know, working part-time during the summer and during the year, you know, from Simpson and Shasta College. Now we're tracking the bad guys. And then they said, or either that or we put trackers in the free food, then heat map them, and we can run a herd of goats to wherever they're at and clean it out.
Shasta County, where an ankle bracelet is a fashion accessory.
Radcliffe. You guys are going good.
This is good.
Okay. All right.
You know, it's a difficult thing, back to what the district attorney was talking about, because that is, the whole thing about we the people in the state of, in Shasta County really want us to just gather up those prisoners and put them in jail. Unfortunately, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
We have all the laws in the state of California
that
have so many prisoners' rights
that
we have to deal with when you put them in that jail. Not right and not necessary and isn't the way they should be treated, but it is the law and that's what you have to do.
But if we had something, and I guess I need to sit down with the DA and all this, but, you know, lawyers probably listen about things I'm saying in order to go so juvenile. But the thing is, if we had the holding areas, so when you get somebody that breaks the law, they come into it. Well, we can hold them for 48 hours. Well, why don't you do this and say, no, we're going to go forward with this. And then you can hold that person there if we had that one area that could hold 300 people.
Which they won't let us do.
Well, that's the problem. If you had that where you could hold, and all the they would say is, we have to hold them. You know, we are going forward with this, and we want to hold them. And so they have that area to hold them, right? And then a month, 2 months goes down, okay, we're just dismissing charges. But you've kept them off the streets. for 2 months.
To long enough to sober them up.
To sober them up and to get to that, to try and get them in this. Can you do that?
It would, you know, it would be a good thing. The problem that they've got is that the idiosyncrasies of the system and how many, I mean, as an example, people are probably unaware that they have to have access. Once you've locked them up in your facility, they have to have access to 24-hour mental health services. They have to have access to physician's assistance 24 hours a day. Do you have any idea how incredibly expensive that is to provide all those services? I could go on and on.
It's called the Shasta Regional Medical Center. If something happens, they can take
them.
Then
that takes a deputy to go with that person.
Sometimes two.
And stay or with maybe two, maybe sometimes three. If it's around the clock, they have to be assigned to that facility.
And then you drop them off at Shasta Regional.
You can't drop them off. You've got to be in.
You have them there. But, you know, here's Shasta Regional with the ones that are having mental problems. They've got nothing. They can't find any place to take them. The guy's been there for 3 weeks. You know, or longer sitting in a bed, but they don't know. They can't drop them anywhere because he's crazy and there's no place to put him.
We need some effort to change some of those laws at the state level.
You know, and speaking of Shasta Regional Medical Center, located right here in the heart of the city, when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Also, the ones that take these dregs off the street and hang, you know, how would you like to be? You know, I feel for those emergency room people because I know those emergency room people. These people come in off the streets and it's like, oh, my God, you almost want to, you know, they have to treat them. And all the time they're being abused and they're still treating them. They're being abused. And then they, you know, they do the very best medical care possible that they're ever going to get. And they're being abused all the time, and the guy, you know, so, you know, they're calling the cops, they have no choice. They have no choice but to do this. This is what they do. You know, so my hat is off to those emergency room people that they fight this battle every day. It's like being in Ramadi during the heat of it. There's because we talk about 100, we were having 100, 150 incidents a day in Al-Anbar province, going into different, you know, if it caused casualties, going into different medical units. These guys, every night, must handle, 100? 100 cases. And these are good people coming in, you know, for some reason. They haven't been going to the Wind River medical facilities out there, which they could do, but they come into this. But they're there facing it. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Remodeling or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar, At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the studio of the KCNR 1460. I hope everybody's doing well today. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on July the 19th in our last segment for today. 83 degrees right now, 83 degrees. It's going down to 75 tonight, but the high today will be 109, which means 100 anywhere from 106 to 112, wherever, depending on where you are. So remember, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Don't leave dogs, kids, animals, vegetables in your car for any length of time, if you expect them to be okay when you come back. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans.
9:45 last night. We stepped outside. It was 97 degrees. It was like, really?
Right. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, I was given some information by a security guard that was passed on some information to people down here, but on August the 1st in Santa Clara, they're going to give everybody that doesn't have a job or any money $530.
Who's doing that? Hello?
Huh?
Who's doing that?
They said Santa Clara.
Okay. The plan was that there is, I thought it was going to be Stockton, but maybe Santa Clara is doing it too. They're going to give, they're going to pick 100 people in Stockton to give $500 a month to. They're going to see if that makes any difference.
Is that the city council, the city government?
The city government has said in Stockton they're going to pick 100 people to give $500 to a month to see what kind of difference that makes in their lives. Chicago's talking the same thing. Now, you got to remember that Stockton went into bankruptcy already, and they want to do this. Chicago wants to do it, and their deficit is one of the worst in the nation. So if Santa Clara or Clarita is going to do that, it doesn't surprise me, Jim, that people want to give away taxpayer money for free. Except in Stockton, they said it's not going to be taxpayer money. This is money that's been donated by this really rich guy out of San Francisco.
What happens when he stops?
Anyway. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know if the word was getting around very much. He said it, and I thought, well, I'll just put it on the air and see what happens.
Here's the deal. If they're going to do it to everybody, let's put that on the air every day from now until then, so that all the people up here who don't have any money will go down to Santa Clara.
Yeah, there we go.
I like that. Yeah. Or Stockton. Yeah, that's
or
what Stockton. That's what Stockton
I think
needs.
If you hurry up and get down there so you get in line, you know.
They absolutely encourage them to move on.
Well, you know, it goes into this free money. You know, Finland tried that. Finland tried that, giving people money. And they had to stop because it wasn't economically feasible. And this country is, you know, rocking along. Yeah. And so now you're talking about giving away free money. You don't have to do anything to change your lifestyle either. Get this. They'll just give you the cash. It doesn't mean, you know what, if you're going to pick like a working family, you know, a young man, a young husband and wife, or and they have kids and they're working, both of them working hard to keep everything together, and now you're going to give them $500 a month, I could understand that. No, it doesn't have to be that. They're going to be picked kind of arbitrarily. So thanks, Jim. We got other people on the line.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
You bet. You know what? I've heard that.
Well, but we've socialism. We've proven over and over and over again it doesn't work.
I know. Giving away other people's money.
Yeah.
Billy Bob, good morning. I you know what? I was wondering when you were calling in, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Great show as usual. Hey, I just have to remit the Bumville solution, only in the fact that we aren't incarcerating them.
Okay.
It's a martial law, and we declare martial law, and anybody without a utility bill and is on the street illegally, because it's, again, you can't be on the street if you don't have a home, and so then we take them out to Stillwater or wherever, and put them up with a commissary and a shower house and let them run their own bum bill. They got their bum cops. They got their bum politicians. They got everything. So.
Hey, good plan, but I wish you'd find a different location in Shasta County other than Stillwater.
Yeah, I think.
Well, we can.
I could go along with you a whole lot better if you'd go north instead of down into the South County.
What about right behind the Walmart down in Anderson?
That's a beautiful subdivision down there.
Hey, Billy Bob, thanks a lot. You know what? We talk about that. We talk about Bumville and Bum Mayor.
Bumville. That way they can have their bum lives all to themselves. Right?
There you go.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Thanks, Billy Bob.
You know what? Here's the thing is, it's probably we're not taking this serious enough, but you know what? I don't care. Because I look at the problems we have here, and yes, we have problems. But I also remind people, look at all this woman that was crying in San Francisco. Look what San Francisco has turned into.
Oh,
as people know, Linda and I went back to New York. I have never seen so many police in National Guard, my friends, down in the subways, but so many police out there, and they still had people sleeping in corners. They still had, I don't know if it's just a certain garbage pickup days or what, but, you know, with bags of garbage everywhere.
They had bad garbage
issues
back there.
And so they have all that. And then I look at a beautiful place like Vancouver with problems like you can't believe when it comes to homeless and drug addiction and all this. And then I look at Reading. Yes, we do have our problems, but we are working it. We are trying to get our arms around it. Yes, we have our problems down in South City Park, but we're pushing on that one. And there's going to be some announcements made about that here coming soon. But it's not as bad as it is in cities that have tons more money than we'll ever see because their problems are magnified.
Well, and we want to really guard against what I said earlier in the program about the issues. A lot of the issues we are getting are, quite frankly, from people who move from those areas, and why they move away, I don't know. But then they come in here and they want to reestablish the same kind of things that cause the problems in their area.
You know, and
we need to not let them take over with new ideas.
Well, this happens in a lot of places. Prescott, Arizona, they had so many people moving in from New York and New Jersey. They loved Prescott. They loved the whole area. But then they started wanting to make rules like you can only have, like, two horses on your property. I used to hang around Prescott a lot. And then there was, I mean, then they had the big city council or the board of supervisors. And it set us against them. It was like locally, you know, a local man against a transplant.
Oh, yeah.
Those kind of things. And the battle was on there. They wanted to change. They wanted to bring Prescott closer to New Jersey than they, you know,
And we want to just be aware of that say that we don't want new people in here because that's how we grow and that's how we move forward. But we also want to remind them that, okay, you came to our area. And this is the way we like things, and this is what attracted you, so let's try and maintain that.
You know what? Here's the thing on the changing the subject again quickly. The marijuana question.
Whole another show.
it's another show. We had a lady on that advocated. In fact, she's got the 5:30 shop.
Yes, I was on that show.
Oh, yeah, you were on. Yeah. Well, and so she was a very, very articulate lady. Now, she was one of the ones chosen also for a place down here.
I was wondering if she did get chosen.
Yes, she's got. And yeah. I didn't see it, but she had sent me. She sent me a text that said. Yeah, that they'd been selected. So it's time, you know, we'll get her back on again.
Looked like an executive.
She had a different name for the company down here. I'm really, really looking, you know, to see what is this going to be, what kind of impact on this. You know, the city of Shasta Lake says has not been negative, but it's a small place.
Well, then you should talk to some of the people who live out there, and I think they could disagree with you.
Okay. Well, that's probably it. Maybe I'm talking to the wrong one. So.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be interesting. I know that the city of Anderson has chosen to not get involved in that, so we're still going to be able to maybe do a comparison as to, okay, the problem's here and the problem's again.
Here's the problem is, but the thing about Anderson is this, is you've got a smaller community with a great police force, and you don't have all these giveaway programs that we have up here. I mean, this is people, and so it's almost like trying to compare apples and oranges on something like that.
Well, I will tell you that isn't the case. For many years, it was the rest of the county found plenty of things to find at fault with the city of Anderson, and always pointed up about the bad way they did things.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting for me.
Not since I've lived here.
Well now they have come around and they've solved their problems, and I think they're kind of a model.
Which you can do as a community.
If you elect the right people and get the cooperation among the citizens and the police force and everybody else.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Chris, for being here today. And tomorrow, Dr. Kara Tennant will join us and talk about how to take care of your pets during this hot weather. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be 109 today. Take care of yourself out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk.